Bob LaFever has been a big part of the music scene in Wyoming for several years, having been part of bands like Bondurant and 10 Cent Stranger, among others. Bob LaFever and the Already Gone have released their self-titled album, and we'll hear a few from the new record. And very happy to welcome Bob LaFever to Wyoming Sounds. How you doing, Bob?
I'm well, Grady. How are you?
Very good. Hope you and your family and all the band are staying healthy.
We're doing all right.
And you've recently underwent surgery, did you not?
Yep, a week ago today. I got the old man special on my knee.
How's that working out for you so far?
You know, I'm going in fits and starts.
Well, it takes time.
Apparently.
From what I hear, so don't expect to be running any marathons anytime soon.
Well, there goes my Thanksgiving plans, I guess.
Now, you're a native of Wyoming, having lived in a few locations around the state, now in Laramie. Where did you grow up?
Yeah, I was born in Torrington, and I lived there until I was seven.
And you have any memories of Torrington?
I remember learning to ride a bicycle, and I remember wrecking that bicycle. Pretty spectacular. My sister's yellow bicycle with a banana seat, actually, that I learned on, wrecking it spectacularly. So when I was seven, we moved to Lander, and that was where I ended up graduating from high school. And then I came to Laramie, so that would have been 1994, to go to school here. Lived here for a while, moved to Lawrence, Kansas for a little while, moved back to Laramie, moved to Colorado for 5 or 6 years, and then moved back to Laramie because I can't quit it, I guess.
When did you start picking up on music?
Yeah, so I had a musical family. My dad is a musician, plays the fiddle and the guitar. My mom is a musician, plays the piano and was actually a piano teacher. So they, when we moved to Lander, they started getting me and my siblings into fiddle, or I guess violin lessons, kind of doing Suzuki method stuff. Both of my grandfathers built fiddles and played music, and my grandmothers were very musical. And so there was a lot, you know, all of our family kind of get-togethers, there was a lot of music going on and a lot of people playing guitars and playing all these old bluegrass and country songs. And I've just been kind of steeped in it.
Yeah, great tradition of music in the family, it sounds like. Tell us about the origins of the band, The Already Gone.
Yeah, so we've been playing as Already Gone for, I guess, almost 3 years now. And that kind of came out of, I had kind of always played in these punk rock bands and played a number of years in the kind of punk rock and roll band called Looker, based here out of Laramie. And then I just kind of wanted to write a little better songs maybe and put a little more space into things. And when that band came to an end, I kind of started putting together just some kind of singer-songwritery sort of stuff. And then Scott Clabby, who was the drummer in Patty Fiasco, said, hey, we should actually play some of these things. And this was right about the time that he was leaving that band. We started playing together with a couple guys here in town and did Bondurant for a number of years. And then that kind of non-acrimoniously fell apart in 2016, just because people ended up getting pulled out of town for various reasons. The guitar player went to Minnesota and Scott went off to Idaho and then to Utah. And so there was kind of a year there where I wasn't doing much. And then I decided I just needed to start playing some more. So I asked Seth McGee and John Poland and Scott Badham, who he had played guitar in Bondurant as well, if they wanted to start playing music again. And so we did that for a while. And then at a certain point, we kind of did a little musical chairs and shifted Seth off the drums to the bass and John off of the bass to the acoustic guitar, and then brought in Mike Krupp to play drums, who I'd been playing with for a while then in 10 Cent Stranger.
Yeah, well, the new record definitely rocks, and let's get into it a little bit. Tell us about the first single called Raven Lee.
So Raven Lee is, you know, our friend Jason Burge, who you may have heard is the Dauphin of Mississippi, or Lost Dauphins with Ray Mitchell. When he moved to New Zealand here, 2 years ago now, he handed me a box full of books he didn't know what to do with. And one of them was a book called Provinces of Night by an author named William Gay, who unfortunately is no longer with us. And it's just a beautifully written book and kind of a multi-generational you know, look at this family. And one of the central characters in there gets involved with a gal named Raven Lee, who had a pretty interesting outlook on the world. And I just felt like there was really a song in there. And so I went and ferreted it out.
Raven Lee from Bob LaFever and the Already Gone, also a cool video complimenting that song. And Mike Venata produced that. Is that right, Bob?
Yeah. We all got together on the stage at the Griffin and shot it.
Very cool. You have some familiar backing voices, too. Some of the voices we hear with 10 Cent Stranger, right?
Yeah, when we were making the record, when we went to do vocals, I asked Lanish Schleicher and Eliana Paninos, who both sing in 10 Cent Stranger, which is my other band, if they would come and add some backups, and they really, you know, elevated the whole thing for us.
Yeah, we'll hear them again on another cut in just a bit. Wanted to ask where you recorded the album.
Yeah, so we recorded it down at the Blasting Room with Chris Beeble, who's the engineer down in Fort Collins, which is really known as like a punk rock studio. You know, they do records for Against Me, and I think they've probably done some NoFX stuff. And Bill Stevenson, the owner, was played drums in All and The Descendants and Black Flag, and, you know, that's kind of their thing. But I was talking with Will Plum, who plays drums in Sunnydale High up here, and who I've kind of known off and on for a long time. We both have been in Laramie a long while. And he had just done a little project there with Chris, and he said, you should talk to him. So I talked to Chris, and one of the things we really wanted to do with this record was to be able to capture the whole band playing together, which isn't really how a lot of people make records anymore. You know, things are done one at a time and put together and spliced up and made really perfect. And I think that works a lot of the time, but it really wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to kind of capture the feel of people in a room playing together. And they have a setup down there where they can, where you can do, you know, the several recording rooms. And one of them is the A room, is this big room. And so we were able to all be in the same room, except for John Poland, who was in a little closet off the room where he could look at us out a window with his acoustic guitar.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we tracked almost everything live except for the vocals, really.
Yeah, I expect that's a lot more fun for the musicians, too, doing it that way.
Yeah, and it's faster, you know, and I think one of the things you have to accept when you do it that way is that there are going to be some warts, right? It's not going to be perfect, but I kind of think that that's part of the magic of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're quite the prolific songwriter. Did you write all the songs on the new album?
I did.
Yes. The next song we'll play here has a little bit of a country acoustic electric and a reference to our beautiful region from the snowy range to the plains. And I wanted to kind of ask your inspiration. Certainly sounds like it comes from where we live here in Wyoming.
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of my concept originally of what I should do musically was to make, you know, there's Southern rock and it's a sound and it's a place and the sound reflects that place, right?
Right.
I've always wanted to try to do that for the place that we're in, because I think that there's, you know, I think it's easy to overlook a place like Wyoming. And so I wanted to have kind of Wyoming or mountain rock in the same way that
sure.
Southerners have Southern rock.
Has been rattling the windows like wind down the snowy range across the plains. These aren't the kind of things that I had wanted to get into, but I'm trying to explain. My tongue is tied from angry words I fell to, and now all I taste with it is salty ground. Things that I had come to see as truths that I had held to were just words in my mouth. So now when the past has grown too big to ignore, and the weight of what's to come has broken down the door, and the how and the why of the man I used to be, it ain't me, it just ain't. Thank you. not the sort of thing I'd ever thought of getting used to, but I'm trying to begin. Now I'm no use to who I used to be then, standing there on what I took for hallowed ground. I cannot rectify the things that I tried to pretend were true after everything I found. So now when the past has grown too big to ignore, and the way to what's to come has broken down the door, and the bitter irony of the man I used to be ain't lost on me, it ain't lost on me. So now when the past has grown too big to ignore, and the way to what's to come has broken down the door, and the how and the why of the man I used to be, it ain't me, it just ain't me.
It Ain't Me from Bob LaFever and the Already Gone here on Wyoming Sounds. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick. Great to be talking with Bob LaFever about the new record. Once we get past the pandemic, are there plans in the making for you and the band to be playing some live shows?
Yeah, that's the hope, right?
Right.
Yeah, it looks like things are looking up on that front, so hopefully that continues, and maybe next summer we can, it's tricky to make a record and then not be able to go out and promote it. And our original plan was to release this in the spring and then try to get out there on the road as much as we could over the summer. And that just didn't happen. I think we ended up playing one show outdoors in Saratoga. And that was our only thing since March 6th when we played up in Casper.
Yeah. Well, you did make the video, Raven Lee, and we'll have that posted on our website, wyomingsounds.org. Where can people find the new album?
Probably the easiest thing to do is go to Bob LaFever music.com. Should I spell my name?
Yeah, I think so. At least the last name.
The last one? Bob, hopefully people can figure out Bob. And LaFever is LeFevre. But you can find us on any streaming platform. Bandcamp is where you're going to be able to buy the vinyl or the CD versions of the record. And yeah.
Well, we really appreciate you getting the album out in what has been quite the tumultuous year. And thanks for taking time to talk with me today. Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll get to one more here. Tell us about Too Far Gone.
Too Far Gone is just your run-of-the-mill, my love's gone wrong sort of song, right?
It rocks, though.
You got to put a couple of those on there.
Yeah.